This podcast is sponsored by the book, A Mostly Magnificent Memoir, by Beau Bennett, a hilarious, heartfelt glimpse into growing up in the 80s. Grab your copy at thestoryofbeau.com.
The Meaning Behind Berlin Wall: Graffiti, Art, Rebellion, and 80s Spirit. Discover the powerful messages hidden in Berlin Wall graffiti, how 80s pop culture and political art came together in a vibrant expression of freedom and hope. What was up with all that Berlin Wall graffiti? So picture this. It's the 1980s. You're rocking your leg warmers, blasting 80s music on your Walkman, and suddenly, bam, you hear about this giant concrete slab splitting a city in half. Yep, the Berlin Wall. But what really caught everyone's eye wasn't just the wall itself, but the wild, crazy, colorful artwork all over it on the West Berlin side. Seriously, that graffiti was like the ultimate 80s pop culture collage, part protest, part political commentary, and a whole lot of artistic rebellion wrapped into one. Now let me tell you, that graffiti wasn't just some random scribbles by bored teenagers looking for spray paint thrills. No way. It was a loud, visual shout out to freedom, a big, hey, we're still here, and we're not going to be silenced, kind of vibe. West Berlin was basically an outdoor art gallery where every spray-painted image had meaning, sometimes obvious, sometimes a bit cryptic. The Berlin Wall had become the world's most famous symbol of division, not just geographically, but ideologically too. So naturally, the graffiti was bursting with messages about freedom, peace, and the absurdity of keeping families and friends apart. Artists, pranksters, political activists, and everyday people grabbed their cans and turned the wall into a canvas of hope, humor, and heck, some pretty trippy 80s visuals. One of the coolest things you'd see was how the graffiti often combined symbols we all know with really pointed political statements. For example, there was that iconic image of a cracked heart or a broken chain, to hammer home the idea that walls can't really trap the human spirit. Some pieces had peace signs mixed with doves, reminding folks that while the Cold War was freezing out communication, people still dreamed of a thaw. And of course, it wouldn't be the 80s without some cheeky pop culture nods. While you probably wouldn't catch Michael Jackson moonwalking right on the wall, the spirit of rebellion, bold colors, and larger-than-life expressions totally mirrored the vibe you saw in 80s movies and 80s TV shows. It was like the Berlin Wall turned itself into a giant mixtape, blending political statements with the wild flair that defined the decade's fashion and music scene. One memorable mural featured a giant East German soldier peeking around the corner, painted in a caricature style that was both funny and a little unnerving. It played on the absurdity of the surveillance state, and if you had caught it in the days before the wall fell, you'd feel a mix of amusement and sadness. That's the magic of the graffiti. It made you think and laugh, sometimes in the same breath. You might wonder what happened on the other side of the wall, in East Berlin. There, graffiti was much rarer, and definitely not the wild public art party it was in the West. East Germany's government was not exactly keen on showing its citizens dissent or encouraging any rebellious shoutouts. So the wall itself basically turned into this one-sided message board, where the West expressed all its frustrations and hopes through paint. Fast forward to November 9, 1989, when the wall finally crumbled, much to the shock of 80 celebrities and average Joes alike. What happened to the graffiti? Well, bits of it became legendary. Some pieces are preserved in museums or sold as souvenirs. People lined up to snap photos, almost as if the graffiti acted like a diary of decades worth of emotions, politics, and yes, that unmistakable 80s flair. And hey, if all this talk about 1980s pop culture and political art has you wanting some more nostalgic vibes, may I suggest a little detour? Check out A Mostly Magnificent Memoir. It's a fun and heartwarming story of a kid from a small town growing up in the 1980s, packed with all the quirks and colorful moments that defined the era. From 80s music and fashion, to those unforgettable moments that seem to stick with you forever. So next time you see images of the Berlin Wall, remember, it wasn't just a cold chunk of concrete, but a vivid, passionate canvas screaming for change. That paint wasn't just graffiti, it was a global shout that freedom always finds a way. And maybe, just maybe, it's a reminder to all of us to keep making a little noise, even when the world tries to quiet us down.